ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. The former head of the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission says taxes must be increased to pay for the services the public demands. Rod Sims is warning the federal government cannot deliver the improvements to childcare, aged care and health care that Australians expect unless revenue is increased. Mr Sims is urging the government to reconsider its opposition to a mining and carbon tax and to increase taxes on oil and gas companies. Representatives from the Jewish community say they hope action will be taken against more people filmed giving a fascist salute at soccer's Australia Cup on Saturday night. Several fans of Sydney United 58 were accused of performing Nazi salutes and booing the Welcome to Country during the match against MacArthur FC. Football Australia has issued one lifetime ban and says it will continue to liaise with police to identify other individuals who may be involved. OPEC and its allies, including Russia, have agreed to slash oil production by 2 million barrels a day. It's the group's first major reduction in output since early 2020 at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. US President Joe Biden says he's disappointed by the decision, saying America's committed to ensuring more supply is available on the market to drive down prices. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry has been awarded to three scientists for their work on fusing molecules together, known as click chemistry. The three joint winners will share the $1.4 million prize from the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. It's the second time one of the recipients, American Barry Sharpless, has won the coveted prize. ABC News.